Today, I want to share about raising sons of the house. You know, many times I've seen again and again leaders who have built up great churches, great ministries, who struggle with succession. They are unable to find somebody that they can hand on to the ministry so that they can carry on the torch to run with it to the next length or the next phase of the ministry. I've also known senior pastors who have handed over their mega churches to younger leaders, only to discover some years later that these leaders have taken the church in a totally different direction, sometimes even taking it out of the original movement. I find it so sad. Why? Why does these things happen? Well, one of the reasons I believe is because they fail to raise sons of the house, or to even discern one who may be right there in their midst. And when I use the phrase house, I mean the church or ministry. Now, Apostle Paul, he grasps this and he expressed this very principle in the Philippians chapter 2, verse 19 to 22. It says that, "I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, that I may be cheered when I receive news about you. I have no one else like him who takes a genuine interest in your welfare. For everyone looks out for his own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know that Timothy has proved himself, because as a son with his father, he has served me in the work of the gospel." So as we seek to grow God's house, it is so important that we understand the need for great people, great leaders in that house. And so what is particularly important for the longevity of the house are people in whom we can call true spiritual sons and daughters. Now, for the ease of communication from now on, I'm going to simply just use the term sons, but I mean, of course, both genders. So what are sons of the house? Well, true spiritual sons, they bear the genetic code of the house. Philippians chapter 2 verse 20 states, "I have no man like-minded." Or the New American Standard Bible puts it this way, "those with a kindred spirit." So Timothy, he had the same kindred spirit as his spiritual father, Apostle Paul. He was of kindred spirit, he had the same values, he would care for the Philippian church just as Paul himself would. And so a true spiritual son, they embrace the culture, they embrace the values of his spiritual father. Now, servants and soldiers, they are easy to find, but sons, they are hard to come by. You see, servants do what they need to do. Soldiers do what they are told to do. But sons come to understand. They become instinctive of what the father would want. More than that, they make into their own value, the values of the father. So, you know, a servant needs to be told, but a son does not need to be told all the time. Why? Because he understands the father's heart. Now, here, we're not just talking of some spiritual sons who were born into a church ministry, but rather we're talking of those who have that heart of a true spiritual son. True spiritual sons are rare. Why? Because there are many who seek their own interests. When our hearts are self-oriented, we cannot embrace another person's heart. But when we are able to die to self, then we are able to feel the heart of another and even invest of our lives that we may fulfill the purposes that God has given to your father. This is true sonship. When we become sons of daughters, either by birth into the spiritual house or by adoption, we can come in either way. But adoption, we need to understand, is a two-way street. There are two sides to it. You see, we can adopt a child, but the child must also adopt us. This is the same with the church that we find ourselves in. Do we adopt the church, even as the church adopts us? Are we therefore willing to carry the spirit, the values, the culture of the house? How much we are spiritual sons is really revealed when we are corrected, when we are disciplined or adjusted. Do we still stick with our fathers? I mean, look at the example of Lot. Lot was with Abraham for a very long time, but he was never truly a son. Lot experienced the blessings of being with Abraham, and his flocks multiplied as well. Now, if he was wise, he would have continued building under Abraham. But he allowed the strife to arose amongst his servants and Abraham's servants. And instead of seeking to resolve it with Abraham, he allowed it to become an issue that will separate between him and Abraham. Genesis chapter 13, verse 11, tells us that Lot chose for himself. Instead of choosing for God's bigger purpose, instead of choosing to be with Abraham, he chose for himself. Lot, he never embraced the faith of Abraham, the generosity, the character, the courage, the self-sacrifice, nor even the family life. Lot chose his own way. Now, let me talk about some characteristics of these sons of the house. Firstly, they serve the vision of the house. When we look back again at Philippians chapter 2, verse 22, it says, "But you know that Timothy has proved himself, because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel." And so a true spiritual son appreciates the spiritual vision that God had given to the house and is willing to serve that vision. So they seek to build the house of God, not their own house. And that's so important to understand. And I want to bring out a very crucial concept that's often neglected in many leadership books. You see, many books talk about the leader's vision, but neglect to talk about the vision of the house. Should it be the vision of the leader or the vision of the house? You see, if God is truly the shepherd of the house, God is the one who initiated the vision of the house, then a godly leader who is seeking to build upon God's given vision rather than their own, then they would focus on God's vision more for the house. So a true son understands the vision of the house and makes it their own. This does not mean that the new leader does not expand upon the existing vision. What is most important is, what is God's vision for the house? And so a true son understands this matter. So it is crucial that we understand the relative importance of the leader in contrast to the house. If a leader goes off, then we must deal with the leader and not let the house be destroyed. For the house should have a greater importance than the leader. When you look at the whole history in the Old Testament, you have leaders, many leaders come and go. Some were truly noble and others wandered off and did different things. God would change the leaders over time, but never the nation itself. So we need to understand this relative importance. And the son of the house understands this. The true son who serves the vision of the house will be proven in due time. And that is why in Philippians chapter 2, verse 22, it says there, Timothy has proved himself. So Timothy has proved himself how? By serving in the apostolic team. He has proven himself by his faithfulness. He has proven himself by investing in sacrificing of his own life for the purposes of the vision that God has given to that team. In the same way, my vision is to serve the house that God has built in our Hope International Ministries movement. That is my heart. I'm here to serve the vision. It's not intended to be my vision. So my heart is to preserve what is great, the things that God has already input into the very foundations of our movement. And my heart is to continue to build upon it, to bring it along the journey that God has intended for us. Now, it is under those times of tough testing that the true allegiance of our heart is really revealed. Some, in the times of testing, have fallen to the wayside or they wandered off somewhere else, and it really just reveals where their hearts are at. I have watched some who sadly serve their own agenda more than God's agenda. So all of us, we have to be proven. God will prove us. Now, we're not saying that all those who turn out not to be sons of the house, that there's something wrong in their hearts. I'm not saying that. We've got to be very careful. Some may be perfectly fine and some may be not. But the issue is simply this. They're not really the true sons of the house because their heart is not deeply with the house. If any house is to continue to grow, we need true spiritual sons. For only these ones will truly become the solid pillars of the house. These are the ones that will truly carry the weight of the house for the long term. And so it brings deep joy in my heart when I watch true sons of the house rise up. I've seen them rise up under my leadership. I'm so assured in my heart when I know that with them, they will continue to carry, they will continue to run with the vision of the house that God has given to us, and they will continue to develop it under God's guidance. I've also seen those who are not true sons of the house, and I'm grateful that I've been able to release them to other roles that God can work in them and through them. The second thing about true sons is that true sons take ownership of the house. Philippians 2:21 says, "For everyone looks after his own interests, not those of Jesus Christ." You see, sons of the house, they're willing to take ownership of the house because they know the true master of the house is Jesus Christ. So they look after the interests of the house, not their own. They notice when something needs attention. They feel it when something is not being done well. They are constantly thinking about how can I improve the house? And they are willing to pay the price to see the house do well because they consider it their own. So those who do take ownership of the house, they will take pride in it. And they will desire that there be a good atmosphere, a good culture in the house. They desire to see excellence in the house. You know, when we are proud of our own family, we have no problems inviting people to our home because they're willing and even eager to boast about their family. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 6, "Children's children are a crown of the age, and parents are the pride of their children." Wow, children who are proud of their parents. That's wonderful. And so when we are proud of our own church, our own house, we will have no problem inviting people to our church. We would not be embarrassed. And so as leaders, we should aim for excellence. Because whenever there's excellence happening in our own hearts, there will occur much more excellence in the church itself. And so really one of the key mission of leadership is to really ensure or to help our people feel great about our own house. And so we should nurture that healthy pride in what we do and what we are about, because when such culture exists, it will help to foster more sons of the house. What else? Thirdly, sons accept discipline in the house. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5 to 7, "And you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves. He punishes everyone he accepts as a son. Endure hardship as discipline, because God is treating you as sons. For what son is not disciplined by his father?" So a true son is willing to receive correction. It will develop character in us, in them, when we are being corrected. And you know, sometimes we need to be broken. It is when we emerge from those trials with softened hearts that the character of Christ can flow in and flow through us much more easily. It is the fire that purifies us. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11-13 says this as well. "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees. Make level paths for your feet, so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed. Some, they try to prepare for the call of God by going to Bible college. But really behind the scenes, God is the one that sends us to the furnace. We may study success in seminars, but in our lives, He may hammer us on the anvil to shape us. We may seek to mentors to develop us, but the Master Potter Himself molds us to be His vessels. We need to understand and recognize the hand of God. So we can only truly correct and adjust people who are teachable, those who are humble in their heart. Because if their reaction is unpredictable, it is very hard to shape them. There are different leaders that I've led over the many years. The ones that grew the most, the ones that I can trust the most, are the ones who have responded well to correction and adjustment in their lives. They are the ones that are to be the best candidates to be sons of the house. And lastly, sons will give birth to sons. You see, we tend to reproduce what we are, who we are. We infect others with our attitudes and perspective. That is why Paul used Timothy extensively, because he wanted others to get the same spirit that Timothy had. True sons bring people not only to God, but to the house in which they are in. They not only become immersed in God, but also in the house. I can see that our former HIM president, Pastor Simon, he used me because he knew that he could trust me. He knew that I was the son of the house. He knew what I stand for, and because also I stood with him. So not in an unthinking way, but I stand to support him because I saw God's vision. I saw what was in his heart. I saw what God had put in his heart. And I know he was seeking to be obedient and to follow what God has shown him. And I desire to walk in the same manner. And so when we carry the heart of a true spiritual son, then we will understand the value of extending upon and continuing upon the house that God has already put us in. We see the value of this house progressing into the fullness of its destiny. And so that is why we're willing to invest into it long term. We guard it jealously, even because we want to see keep true to God's call, God's mission, God's destiny for the house. Now, let me go on and talk about how do we nurture sons of the house. Let me give you a few quick tips to help us nurture sons of the house. Well, firstly, we got to love them and see the God-given potential in them, even when others do not see it. Their hearts will trust us more because they know we have their good always in our minds. Another thing is, when we nurture them and as we help bring out the potential, and as they rise up, they will have that sense of gratefulness and connection with us. Thirdly, we need to also impart of our hearts, our value, the things that God has birthed into our hearts. They need to see it, they need to feel it, they need to understand this thing so that they can catch the vision, they can catch the values, they can catch the destiny that God has spoken into our hearts for the house. And of course, we need to treat them like family, like sons. Why? Because family is important. They need to feel that they are part of the family. Because if they don't feel like part of the family, they don't feel like sons of the house. Now let me close with a few tips on how do we turn sons away from the house. Just as you can nurture sons of the house, there may already be existing potential sons of the house, but we could turn them away if we are unwise. So let me give you some quick warnings. Well, we could turn them away when we don't actually love them, when we don't accept them. We may be too critical of them, and so we end up turning them away. Or when we exasperate them. The Bible talks about parents, fathers, do not exasperate your children. We can do the same thing with potential spiritual sons in the house. When our leadership doesn't instill confidence, when we make them frustrated because of the type of decisions we make, the way we lead things, they may give up following us. Lastly, we may not treat them like a son. We may be only treating them like a servant. I have seen some senior leaders of the church where they treat their people just like the leaders, just like they are servants, as if they were just employees. And it is not surprising, therefore, that they did not raise sons of the house. So let me conclude. Sons of the house are so important for the life, for the longevity, for the mission of the house. So let us pray. Pray for true sons of the house. Let us build and nurture true sons of the house so that the mission of the house will continue from generation to generation until it fulfills the fullness of its destiny that God has intended for the house. May God bless you.
We trust you've been blessed by the word today. Do visit www.wilsonlyling.com for more messages and teachings. For the latest news and updates, follow Facebook and Instagram, wilson.lyling.